merchandise of the kingdom of God is life. The life that a believer carries is resident in the spirit. Until your worship is in spirit, everything you are doing is just commandeering. God is not aware of it. An incense has to come out of your spirit. God does not accept your prayers and worship because of your words. He accepts it because it carries spirit. That's the language of God. Somebody is praying. Oh my God. Somante papata 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 kabilanto koboto sobra tapanantala. Come alive in the spirit. Come alive in the spirit. Oh my God. Sombre de petaila kapapatata shakapata papapapapapapatata. For they that will worship me, we do so in spirit and truth. There is a reality that God accepts. It is a worship that takes place in the spirit. Can you change rain? Can you change rain? Pareto sakambela toa aparas kapata parata kapanda papapa sakata kapata kaparata pakata kapabrata kapata paya te kapante maiko para ai kabrante paparata pakoda prata pakatia kaparate ampa. Sakata babababata, paranda brata babababata, eberekete kakabarata babada, mantaka bela, 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 bela. Oh my God, so brende babalahadika, brentoka sebante barana bahate, ambraka bataka mbrata babo. Mamanta bebila tabanta braka pateria parosa banda papalatia kambrete peneto kapala pabanto kapalatia tabanada balata kambrete peto tepetetetetetetepeto sakata patata patata patato kapanda papapapapalata patatia sakata patatetetetepeto tabanta papapapalata tabalata. Anda braka bata kabena tababalo, sabata braka bata bala tababina, raka braka bata bra, ai komanda bila, abraka bata bata kabata bababina, raka braka breto bata, ai komanda braka bata babalia, abraka bata kabata bata kandele.
Forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great.
Oh my God.
You are the wisdom before time. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began.
Just go ahead for the next 2 minutes. For the next 2 minutes, I pray over coast and island. Pray the Bukai over Sunday. I come and I labareto. I come and I tell him and I tell ya. We not tell ya in a matter. I pray, Kapata Panate. Saparanda Babarata Matabena. I come out, I come out. I go Sabena Tatalia Maraya. Oh my God, oh my God. You live forever, your name is ever true. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever true. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever true. You are the wisdom before I began. You reign forever, your name is ever new. You are the wisdom before I began. You reign forever, your name is ever new. Oh my God, you are the wisdom before. You are the wisdom before I began. You reign forever, your name is ever true. Oh my God, you are the wisdom before I began. You reign forever, your name is ever true. The wisdom that will stand me from eternity. From eternity. The Bible says, before the kingdom of God, I knew thee. There is a wisdom that informed my manifestation on earth. You reign forever, your name is ever new.
Sabenanta Balatai, Rabatoko Manate,
God is moving in a territory. Certain men have not become participants of that move of God. Why? The revelation of God, the light of the gospel is hid from them. May you not miss out this morning. You can be seated. Oh my God, there is a tornado in my heart. I already see the hand of God on some people, but let's establish the scriptures. In fact, I'm seeing somebody
It seems as if there is a mantle hanging over your head. And as it's hanging over your head, the next thing is for angels to plunk that mantle on. Book of Acts chapter 1, starting from verse 1. The Dr. Luke was giving record of the things that happened. And in those records, he began to tell us what Jesus came to do. You understand that in that place, that the ministry Jesus is doing there is after he has resurrected. I hope you know. So the question now is, how important is that ministry? If we take the ministry that we do, rather what we call ministry, and compare it with the book of the Acts of the Apostles, we will find out that the majority of what people are doing is not ministry. So you need to understand what is that important that Jesus have to take what my Father in the Lord calls leave, actually, to come and establish them in that matter. Casually. I mean, you have won everything winnable. It is now time for you to benefit from the reward of victory. Yet you consider certain lecture more important than that truth. I hope you know that the sign that Jesus is seated and coronated is that the Holy Ghost is poured. You know now. I'm with you, right? Or should I have to say it? Anyway, that's the sign. You might get there, you might not. But just know it. According to Peter, the book of Acts chapter 2, he said that know ye that this thing that is happening now, these men are not drunk. It is a sign that Jesus is now the Lord and the Christ. So the benefits of his suffering is that is now glorified, and the sign that Jesus is glorified is that the Spirit is poured. That's why most times people don't understand the technology of revival. When the government of the Holy Spirit finds deeper expression in the heart of people, then revival has come. Because everything about revival is coronation through government. It is when Jesus sat that the Holy Ghost was born. So in case he didn't see it, then nothing will happen. Because the Bible told us in the book of Psalms chapter 110, he said, and the Lord said to my Lord, do what? Sit down at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. How did he intend to do this? He now said in the next verse, I will stretch forth the rod of my strength out of Zion. And on that account, you will now rule in the midst of your enemies. I'm still coming there. Any rulership that is not out of your intimacy with the Holy Ghost, empowered by his might, you will make a mockery of the gospel. Remember, your call, according to the book of Acts chapter 1, Jesus came down to fulfill a lecture. He felt something is lacking in his syllabus. The thing that he handed over to them, something is missing in that lecture. So he came to for 40 days, and the context of that teaching session is that they might become witnesses. So how important is the mystery, this philosophy called a witness to Jesus, that he has to postpone his coronation to make sure men are established in this matter? Who are you? I don't know what you call yourself, but Jesus said, you are a witness. I want to ask you, how important is that lecture? You have won the president of Nigeria. That's nothing. And they are waiting for you to give the approval so that they will do the handover, whatever. And you abandoned it because you were formerly a lecturer in Nambia City Way University. There is a cost. Your students, I with you. There is a cost. You know, you didn't teach them. And it is so important that you postpone that your handover for 40 days. And began to establish them. And the scripture says, he began to tell them of things pertaining to the kingdom. You see, you cannot talk about kingdom without talking about power. And you can't talk about power without talking about glory. These are three key things that are inseparable. The Bible, talking about the prayer that Jesus listed for his disciples in the book of Luke chapter 12, I think. He said, for thine is the power. For thine is the kingdom. For thine is the power. For thine is the glory. That is not a repetition. I know you have been singing it and been using it for prayer. No. That is a progressive revelation of God's recovery agenda. It means that God lost something. And there is a way he intends to recover what he lost. Are you with me now? What did God lose? What God lost was what he lost in man. And what he lost in man is the kingdom. And there is only one way that the kingdom will be restored, by power. That is what Jesus was teaching his disciples for 40 days, trying to establish them in the matters of the kingdom. It was when he finished their question, showed us two things. One is that they never understood the context. The reality of the kingdom he's teaching them is not a kingdom that is physical, but their question showed that they still thought it's a physical kingdom. Maybe you can show it to them. Acts chapter 1. But meanwhile, it is still a teaching in the kingdom. It is only when you have established men in the teachings of the kingdom that you can now tell them about power, because power is only in the context of the kingdom. So when he finished that lecture, they now began to ask him, oh, does it mean now that you are about to restore us? He said, no. The reason why I taught you on the kingdom is because in the next 10 days, something will happen. There will be a shaking out and a move of the Holy Ghost we have not seen before. That means before every move of the Holy Ghost, God will send forth emissaries, men that are endued with interpreter grace, to begin to interpret his move. Establish them on the things pertaining to the kingdom. These are the gospel you preach before every move of God. Because if the men are established on matters pertaining to the kingdom, then the release of power is very far. And any believer without power is an inaccurate witness. In fact, the scripture began to show us in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 that the very purpose for the power coming is what? Is what? That you will be witnesses. Show us now. Are you seeing it now? So, Jesus knew that this man, remember there was a time that Peter asked the question. Peter saw somebody that was abusing Jesus and all that. And he said, should we call down fire from heaven as Elijah called down fire? And then Jesus said, you know not of what spirit you are of. And in another place, according to the teachings of Jesus, we find out that there is such a thing as the spirit and the power. Do you know the problem? The problem is that many believers have received the Holy Ghost. But it's not enough. I will show you now quickly from the doctrine of the scriptures that the Holy Ghost is different from the power. That's why you receive Holy Ghost and relax. You have not subjected yourself to the fractionating coming, where you put yourself under heat and at different temperatures, certain things are precipitated. By that empowerment, you become a witness. There are things people have not seen in your life. When you give yourself to the Holy Ghost, after some time, they will not ask you, when did this one start? This is my text. But for me to explain this text, I think we have to visit a few places so that you will now know that what I'm saying is true. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Now, look at it. The scripture says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. You know what that means? It means, simply means, imagine the extent to which God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Are you with me now? If you are with me, say amen. Now, that is what Peter was exercising in the house of Cornelius. He now said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? With the Holy Ghost and with what? And then he said, he went about doing good. So you can't do good. I know you. Some of you want to do good. And some people have even said you are a good person. There are some of you are very good and they say you are a good person. Any good you do in the flesh is still flesh. It is as bad as the bad you still did in the flesh. The old man has been judged on the cross. So it is on that account that you understand that even the wisdom that comes from the flesh is rejected by God. That is why some of my cousin came and told me that he is going to give me 4 million to start ministry many years ago. I knew that that benevolence is coming from where? Say the flesh. Even God will not accept that. It is strange fire. Are you with me? In fact, when God begins to put his hands upon you, your area of strength will become your weakness. If you are very intelligent, it will seem as if you are stumbling. Because that has become the reason why you think God is using you or trying to put his hands on your life. Oh, you will struggle. I'm telling you, maybe you can say, I pray a lot. You will now pray. There is a lady, me and him, we bumped UNN campus those days. Sandra. She might be doing her doctorate degree now in UK. Those days, we bumped every hostel, all the 30 hostels, even Six Flags. We took the, sometimes we'll be preaching and people will be falling under power in their rooms. Not on the crusade ground. Jehovah was strong. Those were the days that we will come to a long tennis court and pray from morning to evening, preparing for that. Sometimes I start by 3 a.m. and I pray till that time. Sandra can pray. When it is not normal for people to pray for 2 hours, Sandra prays for 8 hours. It is now that people pray for 8 hours. It was not normal. It is because there is a grace, there is a move of God, and people are now brought into that economy, not because they want to, but because they fellowship in a move of God. But those days, it was hard. Those were the days indeed. We wash our face 5 times just to pray for 1 hour. And then we are still doing like this. I will do exercise in the step at the Joko hostel just to clear my eyes to pray. Do you know after some years, Sandra called me. He said he went to Ibabani Mountain and she prayed for 6 hours and came out very dry. Say dry. Say dry. The very thing that is her strength has been hijacked by the flesh. And on that account, it has become unuseful in the hand of God. Even your strength has to be touched by Jehovah. And just like Jacob, the waist will bend. And then you will know that every man that was strong because God helped him. It is. There is no strength in us. There is no wisdom in us. That is why if you will represent God in a witness capacity, then every single thing that is manifest in your life as a witness that Christ is alive will be an empowerment of the Holy Ghost. If it's not the Spirit of God that empowered it, then it is not useful in the hand of God. That one needs to be judged first. And that is why before God will use you, He will make you very weak. And after you are very weak, according to the scripture, your weakness will perfect the strength. And then the scriptures will be fulfilled. The scriptures that said, I will. The scriptures that said that He has used the foolish things of this earth to confound the wisdom of the wise. If it is by the rating of men, some of us will not be here because we have been analyzed and thrown away. And me, I understood their argument. And because of that, I ran to Jehovah. I told him, look at how weak I am. It is only men that is weak like that, that God will now take. Some of the time, it is that place that you are even the weakest that the Holy Ghost will now take. And the place that you are very strong is the one that He will. If He loves you, if He doesn't love you, He will leave you in your pride. And then you will think that this thing you are offering to God is why you have become who you are, not knowing that that is the snare. If you walk in it long enough, you will not find God in the end. There is a way that seems good. The end is the way of death. I have seen some people that suffered so much with the spirit of immorality, masturbate, all kinds of stuff. But when Jehovah laid hands on them and drew them from there, they became masters in delivering people from the same thing. That means that their weakness have now become their strength. They expose it to the Holy Ghost. Why other men are thinking that they are strong? This man understood that I have failed though. And if there is anything God can do for me, He has to do it now. After some time, then we began to see that there is nothing so far and deep that God cannot touch. When God begins to touch it, then an excellency will begin to come out of it. You don't know how God can make a wonder out of a man. Oh no, He can make a king out of a dunghill. That was the testimony of Hannah. Thou hast exalted my horn. I was a nobody, but from nowhere You brought me up. That is what God specializes in. We need more witnesses. Men that have scars. And because of their scars, their generation will testify that Jesus is still alive. Are you with me now? Paul said, henceforth, let no man trouble me. Because I bear in my body. I bear in my body. True, some of us bear in our body. And you see some people, they say, they want to pray like me, they want to. Well, I will encourage the person. But the truth is that I bear in my body. There is a muscle. You guys are medical personnel. There is a muscle here that is called. I didn't know the name. I have to go and find out the name. It is called serratus arterium. You know it now. Oh my God. I have to go and find the name because of how much that thing has plagued me. I was praying and praying and took on me one guy that we did youth service for this day. Said, pray, yo, this way you are praying, you will die. And this guy is not a serious believer. In fact, I'm not even he backslidden, so it was us that rescued him. So for him to say that it is, are you with me? When you become a real witness to a matter in the kingdom, most times we don't need to preach to unbelievers because they will see a life and know that the life we are living is powered by a different civilization, and they will give a testimony to it. When they saw the believers living a different life, they said, these people are like Christ, so they call them Christians. Meanwhile, that is not the only name they call them. Because Paul, I think, and Silas came to that coast, and when the viper lashed on them and nothing happened, they said that they are gods. It is not, the Bible said, ye are God, ye are God, ye are God. No. There is a life that you live. And even unbelievers, we say what? Ye are God. That's the witness. Your life has exuded so much evidence that it is undeniable, even to the most wicked man on earth. These are barbarians. They don't know God by any iota of anything.
but they saw something so evidential that they cannot deny that there is a special hand that is upon this man. We will not see these things except this man are God. Any normal man would have died by this strike of this viper. But these men are basking as if nothing is happening. Then they must be God. You must be a God to live the way you live. Oh, there are things that should bring you down. Things that work in the territory, things that people don't survive in. But you must be a God to live the way you are living. That's the rap to Santiago. There is a way I will go now. The thing will start praying. As a remembrance that I treaded a place where a mortal man is not allowed. That is why the high places of God in the spirit. There is such a thing as high places. There are such a thing as traffic. Such a thing as highways. Believe it. You might not be seeing it, but it's true. Me and my mother, we went to our house. There is a place, they have built house there. Everything is there. Building, fine building. But by experience, we have identified that this place is a main road. There is a fine upstairs there, but the spirits that use that place as road have not recognized the house to build there. So they are still moving. That place is still highway. One day my mother slept there, and suddenly she was not sleeping. She was also sleeping. It's like a trance. And then a mighty cock, very large, now flew down and perched here. She was trying to save Jesus. She can't save Jesus. Until she managed to save the blood of Jesus, and then the king still held her down. But as soon as she said the blood of, the pain left, but he still put her down. She prayed, the king stopped. After some months, she slept there again. See, I missed traffic. See, after me, I missed traffic. So she slept in traffic, and that thing came again. But this time, because she has prayed the Lord, she said that the feathers have left. Is still alive. It is pressed again on her shoulder. And she prayed. The third time he came, she slept on traffic. You don't know there is traffic. In this campus, there are many traffic. Do you know where? Do you even know where you called yourself? I'm from this town and I can bear witness. This is a traffic. You cannot just live a normal life in this place. You will become a victim to things you don't know about. Just because you find yourself there, haven't you slept in a room? You say, let me rest. And then, as you are resting, when you now wake up, after sleeping for 8 good hours, you say, let me take a good rest. And then when you wake up, it will seem as if they used 2x2 on you and beat you up. You will be so weak, your body, bone, joints, everything. My brother, you slept on traffic. That is traffic, and the people are not aware you are part of the main road, and they are going and coming back. Oh my God. So the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? So, with the Holy Ghost and with what? Are you seeing this thing? Maybe this is the first time you are seeing it. That the Holy Ghost is different from the power. Are you not the one that sang in tongues now? You prayed in tongues. You know, you are the one. You. I go matasabella. If the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Don't you have the Holy Ghost? The question is, I will, and that's the topic of my message. If you have the Holy Ghost, where is the power? Huh? If you have the Holy Ghost, where is the power? If there is power, then we know. Because it's the acute lack of requisite power I hope you know that the power in this context is dynamic in its working. So it is not just power for miraculous. There is power to excel in everything that you have. Even in finances, the Bible says, I am the one that giveth you power to make wealth. And I know this thing because when my father was doing business, there is an angel that stands on the door. Say he sees the angel. Everybody will open their shop and nobody will sell. Only him will be selling. That's also what the other people do. You gain an advantage. There is power, my brothers and sisters. There is power. And there is power for the miracle. As a matter of fact, the power for the miraculous is not special. Everybody should have it. The Bible is speaking about the believing ones in the book of Mark chapter 16. He said that they that believe in me, they shall speak with new tongues, cast out devils, raise the dead. What are you doing? How many dead have you raised, my sister? And people are dying every day in that hospital. So, I don't know. If you are in this campus, it affords you opportunity to exercise yourself in the miraculous. You have specimen everywhere. Oh my God. There is specimen. There are people that have not seen a dead person. Their hospitals are good in the U.S. They take care of people. Before you die, it will be very hard. But people die every day. They are plagued with all kinds of sickness. And you have been carrying the healing anointing for long. And it's not working. If you have the Holy Ghost, where is the power? Let me show you. Maybe somebody will say, is it not just this? Let me show you another one. The Bible says, before two witnesses, the matter is established. Are you with me? Okay, let's go to the book of Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Now, what? We are going to extract only verse 1, verse 14. It was when I listened to a man when I was in campus like this, and the man said, "Oh, you think God?" Because I was so burning for evangelism, so. Oh my God! Let me tell you, one of the keys to get into dimensions in God is to burn for souls. After God loves people. Anything you are doing is not just souls. Anything you intend to do in this life, and there is a way people will be blessed through that. God will be involved in it. God loves people. Let me say it in 10 times. God loves people. And it's not just believers. God loves people. If you want to get God involved, anything that will bless souls, God loves people. That is why even if you are an unbeliever king, and you are doing something that will better the life of the people, God will say you are my servant. Verse 1. And Jesus being full of what? See after me. Let's read together. I want to read. Go. And Jesus. Jesus is full of the Holy Ghost. There are people here that is even empty of the Holy Ghost. Confidence. Do you know the reason why you are not fasting yet and praying the way you are supposed to? Because you are not yet full of the Holy Ghost. I see some people say they are full of the Holy Ghost. And all that they are feeling with the Holy Ghost does for them is to be dancing. I dance and chant. I dance and you are a foolish person, my friend. When you are full of the Holy Ghost, you are driven to the wilderness. That's Jesus. It's not me. I'm not the one. Your master Jesus, as a matter of fact, the Bible says that the disciples should be like the master. So if you don't even know what to do as a believer, all you need to do is to look at Jesus. He is the pattern man. He is not just a savior. He is the pattern man. That means the way he lived and talked and behaved is the way you should. In case you don't know, because he's the clearest depiction of God. So if you want to be God or be like God as the Son of God, then all you need to do is to pattern your life after that which Jesus lived. So the Bible says Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, was driven to the wilderness. And if you read that place, the Bible says that he fasted. He fasted. Show me verse 14. He fasted. Now, this is, I with you. Are we together? Remember, Jesus was driven. Now he is returning. Let's read it together. One, two, ready, go. So that means that when he was going inside, he didn't go with power. I'm not the one that said, look at the scripture. And he returned what? In the power. Whatever happened in that wilderness precipitated power. So the Holy Ghost is different from the power. You have the Holy Ghost for some of you for two years now. There are people that post. I hope the person doesn't hear this thing. Somebody told us somewhere that he got baptized in the Holy Ghost many years ago, before everybody here was born. He's an elderly man. Before even me was born, so that you know. We don't want to hear that. We want to see what that baptism, the filling of the Holy Ghost, has done in your life. If it is true that you have the Holy Ghost, where is the power? Because the Bible told us that this same spirit that filled Jesus made him to do something. And by that act of obedience, power was released out of his life. And the Bible said when he's now coming back, the men that knew him before knew that he was a different man. Just like Elisha. The Bible said that Elisha, when he came back and the mantle fell on him, the people said that the spirit of Elijah thought what? Yes, Elijah. It was not debatable. And meanwhile, you must understand that these men are sons of the prophets. So they are intelligent in the matters of the spirit. They cannot accord to you what you don't have. If it's true that you have it, it will be evident. And these men saw it and knew that something happened across that river. We don't know what happened, but we know that the spirit of Elijah thought rest. And it was evident. How? Because he divided the water to start with. My brother, where is the power? Oh no, don't. I see pride everywhere. I see an evil in my generation. They are settling for nothing. Meanwhile, the basics of Christianity that is recorded in the book of Acts, I hope you know that even though we are looking at Acts as the epitome, the Acts is actually the basic. Especially these ones we are reading. There is an advancement. And then when you get to that place, according to the scripture, that the glory of the latter house shall be more abundant than the former one, then you begin to ask yourself a question. What is that house? Who are the people that make up that house? Am I one of them? If it's true that I'm one of them, let me measure up my stature in God by that which is recorded in the first church as the beginning of which the Bible says that my glory shall be better. And then I will know how far I am away from God's expectation. If you have the Holy Ghost just like they have, where is the power? It was Peter that was speaking when he was called to the Jerusalem Council, and he was asked, he said, why did you allow these people to become participants of the commonwealth of the kingdom of God? He said that the reason why I allowed these men is that they received the Holy Ghost just as we received in the beginning. There is a manner, there is a certain way we receive the Holy Ghost. That was the same way they received. How did you receive the Holy Ghost? No wonder there is no power. Anytime you ask my mother, she said, I cannot forget how I received the Holy Ghost. You see, Tatasina, she said, those days there is a brother that disciples them. Eh? Those were the days that Ephraim started in this town. It's been a while. She was among the people that started it. She said the brother will disciple. Once the brother disciples you now, you will grow in promise.
We don't have good disciples now. You sit under people for 2 years, you are not becoming anything. They are pampering you up and down, pampering you up and down.
Those were the days of set apart. Not to go and be doing anything. You won't even know when 3 days pass. This one, you will carry your Bible to go and do set apart, and you sleep for that 3 days. And then you are very hungry coming out. And they say, hey, man of God, you went to go and fast. And they see you next Sunday, you are not different from the one that left. Because you did not touch anything. May God have mercy on us. I see an evil in my generation. They settle for rubbish. The expectation of God on your life is very high. The day your eye opens, then you begin to live in a certain manner. She said that encounter, that there is a brother, his job, one is to disciple, the other one, his job is to serve the Holy Ghost. She said there is a way after fasting for 3 days. Of course, you don't need to. But I now see the reason why people fast for that 3 days or 2 weeks to receive Holy Ghost baptism, because now you just come and the minister, and there is no power with it. But those days, the reason why they do it, in my own opinion, is that by the time the Holy Ghost is coming on you, he will precipitate power. They laid hands on them. She said she encountered Jesus. Since that day, there is no manner of persecution that woman didn't pass through. Some of you, if your result is bad, you will stop coming. God is not aware of you, my friend. Now sit down. We don't need those Christians. No. We are sorting out now. Let them that name the name of the Lord, they will be different now. Oh no, when you see a believer by his character, by power, by everything, you will know that this one, the hand of God is upon you. Not all this mixed multitude you see everywhere. And then you don't know the difference. God is coming for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. It will be evident. My father told me those days that if you see a Christian, there is a way, you know, you can give him your money and come back 5 years later and take it back. Your fellowship president, don't give him. Because I will. A need will come out in the fellowship. Listen to me. And he will use your money. And he will tell you it's the work of God. Okay, you are a thief. You see, the reason why somebody says he doesn't like me to talk. We have reduced the standard of Christianity to these have been, if I go to the apostolic church and say this thing, all of them will say, what is this baby food I'm feeding them? What is this baby? Because they are already aware. They took that woman and locked her up in the village prison for preaching the gospel. She didn't care. What did they do to her? There is nothing they didn't do to her. Her faith was waxing strong. The deliverance of my family is tied to her intercessory ministry. She prayed and prayed. She did night vigil for 10 years non-stop every night. You just do 2 weeks and you want heaven to fall. See, my brother, we are not doing anything, no. Let's stop hyping out. Let's be humble and seek God. Because what we hype, just because some people will do 12 hours and then they expect the whole territory to be swept. Meanwhile, the occultic people, I hope you know that they are caught in this campus. They are meeting and they don't miss their meeting. And you just met one. You just went to 12 hours. And then you come. You want everything to happen. You are a joker. Sorry, but I have to tell you the truth so that you buckle up. I will give you the final one. And then we pray. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. Somebody will say, I'm just quoting, and let's go to the epistles. If you are there, say amen. Look at it now. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excellency of speech or of wisdom,
water. So there are different ways to come.
Declaring unto you the testimony of God. The next verse.
For I determine not to know anything among you. The same way, that's what I'm determined.
No, God has shown me this. Yeah? Not many things to question now.
And as I'm talking to you, I'm holding myself accountable at that level. So it's not about you. Anything you see me say here is a body. It's beyond the revelation. It's a body. That's what has been killing me in my secret place. It is the content of my prayer for the last month. That's the content of my prayer. So that is why it is having this effect on you. Beyond the, I want to bring you into that body. If a man has body for something, then you will stop explaining to him the need for that. Now he said, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. My brother, next verse. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Next verse. And follow now. Are you with me? Let's read this verse together. One, two, ready, go. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in what? And my brother. Let me now solve a problem for you. Yeah? Have you ever laid hands on somebody and he fell under power, and then you laid hands on the stick, he didn't recover? Have you tried it? You have tried it. Why are you not raising your hand? So that they will know you are a man of God. Oga, this thing, me, now me, the day front, the case don't want to show mercy so that he will start for me. When the mercy comes, you will now wish you did what I did. And I tell you the truth, how my life handled. There was a season in my life, I shut down my life for 1 year. And I went to one northern place and stayed. I became a Jew for 1 year. Now, people see me now and they wish they went with me. But I was foolish. So, when things like this come, don't be foolish. Leave it. Now, look at it. This thing I suffered for me for years. I went and then suddenly the power of God started coming. And I lay hands on people, they fall under power, fall under power, fall under power. And then I carried that hand. I went to a sick person, I lay. Nothing happened. If a headache did not even be, nothing happened. I'm wondering. So I just laid hands on somebody and he fell. Have you ever come to a meeting and people dance and chant and then they are drunk and they are being like this? Some of them fell, and all kinds of things were happening. Some of them are doing the Mahanian dance. How do they do it? Now, those things, I would follow me. I'm not preaching against them. Look at it. Those things are called demonstration of the Spirit. Eh? So it is important. In fact, it is like a coin. So you can't remove it. It's one side of the coin. But we have so much emphasized on the demonstration of the Spirit, saying that that is what means that revival has come. No. The next part said, and of power. So we see many demonstrations now, and people call it power. My brother, it's not power. If you see power, principalities, how many of them are paying you visit? When you see a man of power, they pay you visit all the time. Because are you with me? Do you know what that centurion told Jesus? He said, I am a man under authority. It was on that basis that I understand some matters. So if you operate at a realm, it will not be difficult for you to understand something. These people are called principalities and what? Powers. So when they see power and a man that operates thereof, they will know. They will pay you visit. Even if they can't do anything to identify somebody that is operating at their level. So that's why after all those demonstrations of the Spirit, the people still go back. After, when they go back, the power in their, they will still be fornicating.
I'm telling you, stop looking at church. You need to see what my brother, you need to see what we are seeing. Some of you here, if you see what we are seeing, you will backslide. And you say, Kai, there is no need for this. We have His grace. When I hear and see it, I will pray more for myself. Forget the way we dress well in church. Okay? If God put word in your mouth, preach it. Some of them are sleeping with their boyfriend and girlfriend and they come. Some of them can't help themselves. They now cry, oh God, forgive me, and then they come. And when they finish, they did it again. They cry for forgiveness. When they finish, they did it again. They cry for forgiveness and did it again, and did it and did it again. No, no, no. In the kingdom, we have power to stand. The Bible says a man can be commended for the word of his grace that is able to make him to stand. I'm not saying I'm powerful. I'm saying I know the one that is powerful. And I'm not holding him. I just went and flung myself on him, and he's the one holding me. That's why I can fall. Oh my God. The demonstration of the Spirit and what? So it is established that the Holy Ghost is different from the power. Now let's go back to the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 and close. Oh my God, you are going to pray today. People left meetings like this and they went and started raising their hands. Suddenly, the things that bound them broke up. I was in a meeting, and somebody that has been mad for long, as we are progressing, of course, the spirit that was in a being just walked out of him. Part of the reason you are struggling is not because you are not disciplined, it's because you are living with a being, and until that being leaves, you are not free. There is an energy that can inject those things. I cover Natua, Saika Benat, Kabaraba, I have a Motaka Benabia. My God. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So we have established that the context, the reason why power is coming, is what? For you to be a witness. So, I want to ask, if you don't have power, are you a witness? Wait, there is somebody that said he's a witness. My sister, are you a witness? Two people are involved in this matter. This is what Jesus said. The next one is the one you will say. So it's either you are correct or Jesus is correct. Or it's either you are lying or Jesus is lying. Jesus said, ye shall receive power and then you will be witnesses. If you don't have power, are you a witness? I thought you said yes now. Let's tell ourselves. How many people are really witnesses in the body of Christ? How many in this campus? Every time I come to this campus, it so happens that this is what I'm always talking about. I don't know why. It so happens that this is. That means God is looking for men to stand for Him. Gatekeepers of ranking order. Men that have interacted and interfaced with mighty things in the spirit and have become ancient by that. Not because they have become old by age, but because of the things you interacted with. I spoke with a man at Abakali. He is a retired bishop in the 90s. After listening to what we said, he said, no, you are too young to know these things. I said, no, somebody is working in me. Are you with me now? The wise friends of Job, we are not able to bring solution to what is on ground. So don't expect it from your professors. Are you with me? They are very intelligent. They brought analysis, and it was good from the human perspective. Just that it was not able to solve the problem on ground. So we need something higher. What they don't know is that what is affecting the manifestation on the earth realm is something that is beyond the earth realm. That there is a mother realm, the realm of the spirit. That is where things are cooked. And the things and people on earth become victims of what is happening in the spirit. So if a man is strong, he is strong in the spirit, not in the physical. Men that rule territories are men that are very strong in the spirit. No, you can look at them physically and they don't look like it. But this small lady that you are seeing tarries 3 hours every night and said, oh God, give me my campus or I die. And after 21 days, heaven will begin to pour grace in your vessel. And then you will see there, you will add fast into it. And after one semester, you see fellowships, you start talking about revival, not because they want to, but a woman sat, a lady sat and refused to give up until the hand of God begins to pervert in a territory. And because of his consistency, spirits will begin to hate that adventure because of your consistency. Once you are consistent in a spiritual matter, spirits will begin to help you. Then after some time, there will be a convergence of spirits in that place. Watchers will begin to take you as partner. Their men, by their ministry, can activate the ministry of watchers in the territory. And then they will begin to teach and tell you things that is not of common knowledge to people. There are things concerning this territory you don't know about it because you have not interfaced at a higher level. I tell you, we need people that are watchers. They stay long enough and then nothing will enter or leave the territory without their notice. They had power with God. They spoke about Jacob. They said, you, we know you. You seem as if you are weak, but you are not weak. You wrestled with the angel and you had power with God. Who is that kind of man? I want to be that kind of man that heaven bears record of me that I have power with God. If you have power with God, you will have power with your territory. We don't need many men. In case you don't want to, just bring yourself in that perimeter where you have power with God, and you will see that it takes just a moment for God to turn the tide, and the whole campus will be littered with the living water of God. In every lips is the testimony of Jesus, because man has come into an economy of somebody who has been doing business in the spirit. People will shake your hands and begin to cry for their life. People will sit in your room as your roommate and begin to change their behaviors. You carry an atmosphere. I came back from a prayer meeting many years ago. I prayed from 4 a.m. till 6. We continue praying. By the time we are ending prayer by 6 p.m., I was still praying. By the time I arrived this morning, by 8 p.m., I entered a bike. A man drunk to stupor. By the time he carried me to where he is, he started crying for his life. The convicting power of the Holy Ghost fell on him. Nobody preached to him. I tell you, you don't know the power you have. There is an importance that comes on you when you have power. If it's true that you have the Holy Ghost, there is the power. Why are you comfortable living like this? Do you know who is your father? Oh my God. The day you know who is your father, you will be angry with this powerlessness. Your inability to withstand some kind of stuff. Inept character deficiency. Sometimes, not because you don't want to adjust, but because there are powers withholding you from adjusting. You are going to cry for your life, bro. See, you are going to cry for your life. That it is because of this that Jesus now told his disciples, he said, tarry ye Jerusalem. Until what? You are endued with power from on high. There is only one reason why we tarry. That power will come. Without power, there is no need for tarrying. Because you will never be able to advance the frontiers of the kingdom except power comes. And it doesn't look at faces. The same way Satan, when he is walking, he doesn't look at faces. See, it is not by how good you look, all those things. There are men of God. I went somewhere and the man of God is sleek. Don't mind this, my honor. He's sleek and he's well spoken. And you know, there are men of God that are chewable, swallowable,
all kinds of stuff. No power. Satan is not afraid of them. People that have issues come around them, they will never open up to them. Why will you tell the person, what can he do for you? Do anything. You don't know what people are suffering. I tell you the truth. I have understood now. It is not as bad as I thought. People don't hate God the way I thought before. It is because we have not modeled the portrait of the true God. Because of that, men have not tasted after God. The day you model the portrait of the true God with his excellency and power, then men will attack. Men cannot resist the pull of God when they see you. If you like, be poor, you will fall down on your face. You have to cry to the whole God, I have the Holy Ghost. But where is the power? Where is the power, oh God? I can't continue like this. I can't continue like this. The testimony about my life has to be bigger and better than what I'm seeing. Is this all that you have in store for my life? My generation is waiting. I know that by installing the Holy Ghost in me, that you expect power. That is why I lay hold on what it will take for me to be the accurate witness that you seek in this territory. Lay hands upon my life. I'm not going. People can leave, but I'm not leaving until you do something to me. Do something to my life. And then you will leave here and become another man. The Bible spoke about Saul. He said that when you leave here, this hand of God, the Spirit of God will come upon you. And when it comes upon you, what will happen? You will become another man. There is another man that is in you that we seek. You are not the one that we are looking for. The one that is here now is not the one this generation is looking for. There is another man. And that man comes when the Spirit of God, when power comes. How dare you talk about witness without talking about power? I want you to pray in the next 2 minutes and ask God, where is the power? I have the Holy Ghost. Where is the power? Pray for 2 minutes. Kalebo. I pray to Kada Sabenata Kabelai. Pray to Kasta Branda Paparata Papakadena Levante. Brakota Banta Brata Babala Hateria. Shamento Kambrata Babalata Babala. Ebrekos Kabalate. Manta Babaranta Braka Batabalate. Abrako Banta Brata Manata Kabela Dea. Shabe. Oh my God, where is the power? Salento Kabaila, Radianto Kabantalaba. The scripture says, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Have you received the Holy Ghost? That is the ticket for power. Every man that have received the Holy Ghost, you have access to power. Can you lay hold on power? That is the man that God speaks, a witness to this territory. You cannot become that man except power comes upon your life. The context of power is for you to become a witness. Are you a witness? Where is your power? Oh my God, we lay hold on power. There is such a man that we seek, a man that is endued with the grace, with the power that he takes to bring your witness to this territory. The witness of righteousness, the witness of holiness, the witness of character, the witness of the miracles, because your power is on my life. Somebody pray. Katina Manteca Baranta Babarana. Rabekota Brata Banantadia. Rabeta Kabanata Babata Babala. Rako. I Kabenanta Babelatoa. Rabata Bananta Babalata Babalate. Satapadanta Brata Pababo, Rapata Pabina Tapabella, Rabetanto Caparada, Sabenanto Caparata, Aika Pedanto, Rapata Pababarada Babalato, Rapata Cabranda Babalataria, Repepo Cabanata Babara, Rapata Babana Cabata, I'm not going to do that.
Thank you. back of your head.
You are here. You are here. You are here.
Oh my God.
You are here. You are here.
In the next 5 minutes, the power of God will speak through this place. God will mantle men. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. He has started already. He has started. 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 Holy Ghost. 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 My eyes is open in the spirit, and I see angels carrying mantles. They will flung it on people. They will flung it on people. From my left to my right, from front to back. Oh my God, he has started. 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 Holy Ghost. 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 Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, does it, 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 Holy Ghost. There are 5 ladies. God will put his special hands upon. As I speak now, the hand of God will find them. By power. By power. By power. By power. Holy Ghost, we are there. By power. By power. By power. By power. By power. By power. Holy Ghost, help me and find them. 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 Put your hands upon them. Put your hands upon them. Stronger, Holy Ghost. Pata lembrota paparata bahai. Nambreto barata papaha. Tempos kadabanate. Embreto barata pakadia. Sabadata. Holy Ghost, he's still walking. He's still walking. He's still walking. He's still walking. Oh my God. There is somebody here the Holy Ghost is looking for. Sobranta babila cabrota babaha. Sabata cabreto bakataya. Sonamanta pratebaya cabola. Sambrete benekuta cabana.
Manta Baya, Teboda, Sabrata. Yes, the power is coming, it's coming, it's coming stronger. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Now look at me, you are here and you are trusting God for a fresh measure of His Spirit upon your life. Just lift up your hand. You are trusting God for something drastic in your life. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ to touch this one. Touch this one. Touch this one. Touch this one. Touch, 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 touch. By your power, by your power, by your power. Touch, 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 touch. By your power, Holy Ghost. By your power, Holy Ghost. By your power, Holy Ghost. By your power, let a fresh move begin from their life from today. Let a fresh move begin from their life from today. In Jesus' name, I don't have time. Listen to me. If you are sick, listen to me. The Holy Spirit is still working. Listen to me. If you are sick, take your hands and put at that part of your body. If you cannot put it there, just put it on your head. Quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity now. I charge you in the name of Jesus to go. I charge you in the name of Jesus to go. I charge you in the name of Jesus to go. I charge you in the name of Jesus. Go! Every spirit of migraine, ulcer, every infectious disease, I charge you in the name of Jesus, leave. Every pain in your body, go now, go. I rebuke pain, go. Every broken bone, broken joints, joints out of socket, I ask that strength enter there now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree that you are made whole now. You are made whole now. You are made whole now. In the name of Jesus Christ, every deaf ear, if you are deaf, if you have issues with hearing, just take your hand and put on that ear now. Put on that ear now. Put on that ear now. Every deafness, I charge you in the name of Jesus to go. Every spirit of blindness, every blinding spirit, partial blindness, astigmatism, whatever the name is, I charge you in the name of Jesus. Go! Go! I declare you free in Jesus' name. Now, check your body. Check your body now. Check your body now. Check your body. Check your body. I just want one testimony and then I pray for the leaders. Then I go. One testimony. You notice that you are free, whatever it is, whether it's cough, whether it's catarrh, migraine, migraine, migraine. You have migraine, you have headache, check yourself. It's gone now in the name of Jesus. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. We are the leaders, let them come. What is wrong with this, your hand? I thought you have, and I was waiting to come and pray for you. Just lift your hands. Sona branta babo na kati na tebo na tasa bavanti. Father, I ask for more grace and wisdom to report these ones. Use them to propagate your agenda in this place. I ask you, Holy Ghost. I ask you, Holy Ghost.
and ask the Holy Ghost. You are leaders too. Come and stand. Come and stand. There are two people I'm looking for. Shoda Brante Papa Rakata Kadena. Shatian Dokoros. Brate Mekitis Zavanadia. Ambra Kopata Nabane. Shane Pro Takas Kata Panata. Ambrete Beneto Kobo. Dabrate Panata. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to put your hands on this one, that they may be able to execute your agenda with precision. Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint them. The two of you, the anointing of God is coming upon you now. Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint them. Holy Ghost. Anoint them. Holy Ghost. Anoint them. Is coming stronger now. Anoint them. Anoint them, Holy Ghost. Anoint them, Holy Ghost. Anoint them, Holy Ghost. Anoint them, Holy Ghost. Put your hands upon them. Put your hands upon them. Put your hands upon them. It's coming stronger. 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 We are the two people, Holy Ghost. Help me, help me, help me. By your power, help me. Help me by your power. Help me. Put your hands stronger. 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 It's too strong. I already see the hand of God. People now. It's coming stronger. Yes. Sona Brante Kabara. From today. From today. Your life will not be the same. Don't worry, on the keyboard. Don't worry. Sona Brante Panata. Shatadia. Put your hands stronger on them. Holy Ghost, put your hands stronger. Put your hands stronger. By power, by power, by power, by power, by power. It is too strong. It is too strong. It is too strong. It is too strong. Holy Ghost, help me and find them. Help me. Holy Ghost. Put your hands holy. 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 It takes the anointing to function. It takes an equipment to function. It takes an enablement. Be endued now. 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 See, stop praying. Stop praying. Stop praying. If you are a leader here, stop praying. The hand of God is coming on you. Stop praying. Stop praying. Be quiet. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Souza Babe, Brante Kota Pamanat, Shanianta Babota, Cabrona, Babana, Brente Pata, Cabrona, De Celevania, Brentoba, Shatabana, stronger, 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 stronger. Touch!